Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
The family of a man who was killed after he tried to intervene in a domestic dispute between a man and his partner, they've said they can't forgive or forget his killer. 49-year-old Jonathan Dargan, a martial arts instructor, punched Patrick Mullally in the face at around 4 a.m. on Harles Cross Road, Dublin, on the 6th of March 2016. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joins me now. Paul, would you remind us of the circumstances of this case, please?
Yeah, Mary, Patrick Mullally was out celebrating his retirement from Guinness after 35 years, and he was on his way home that night, as you say, at 4 o'clock in the morning, when he and another man, Shane Cunningham, approached Jonathan Dargan and his partner on the Harles Cross Road. Now, Dargan was having a row with his girlfriend. A passing cyclist, Shane O'Donoghue, had already said that Dargan was shouting at the woman to pick something up, so he stopped his bike and said something like, "What are you at?" And he said that Dargan told him to mind his own business and threatened him that if he didn't go away, he'd stamp on his head. So Mr. Mullally and Mr. Cunningham went over to try to reason with Mr. Dargan, and Mr. Dargan punched Mr. Mullally. Mr. Mullally put his hands up to shield himself, but at least one punch connected with him. It shattered his jaw and cheekbone and knocked him to the ground. Now, the cyclist also told the trial last November that he heard Dargan shouting, "Bang, bang," as he punched the men. Now, Mr. Mullally suffered brain trauma due to the blows to the face and head, and died in hospital the next day. We also heard that Jonathan Dargan is a taekwondo, a martial arts instructor, who has also worked as a doorman. He was the head of security at Lily's Bordello, the nightclub in town, for 2 decades. He claimed in his defence that he was surrounded by the men and felt in fear and was acting in self-defence, but this was contradicted by CCTV evidence. He pleaded not guilty during the trial, but he was convicted last November by a jury of manslaughter.
Now, Patrick Mullally's widow, Joan, made a victim impact statement. What did she say?
Yeah, she was very distressed as she was giving this evidence this morning, this testimony. She broke down in tears a number of times. She was describing the effects of what she said was a brutal killing. And she was particularly conscious of the effect it had, not only on their wider family, but also on the couple's young daughter. She said bringing their young daughter, who was 10 at the time, into the hospital to see her father one last time was the hardest thing she has had to do. She described as well the difficulties and the pain of having to wait nearly 4 years, and the process is still continuing, 3 years for the case to come to trial. And she said when it did, her daughter asked her, "Why is there a trial? Did he not admit he hit Daddy?" Now, Miss Shields also described reading a newspaper interview a week after the killing in which Dargan begged for forgiveness. She said Mr. Mullally will now miss watching their daughter grow up, and said, "I'll never be able to forgive him for that."
Patrick Mullally's niece, Courtney, also submitted a victim impact statement. What did she say?
Again, she gave emotional testimony in the court this morning. She said that the violent death of her uncle has left many of the family suffering from anxiety, depression and PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. She described what she said was the gut-wrenching loss and sadness of the family's grief. She said some of the family members have experienced suicidal thoughts. She said that Mr. Mullally was a devoted dad, a caring brother, a fun uncle, one of the happiest, friendliest persons you'd ever meet. And she said he was killed trying to do the chivalrous thing. One person ripped several lives apart with his bare hands. And she said if he had kept those hands in his pockets that night, they would have had one more extra place at the Christmas table.
Now, the convicted man, Jonathan Dargan, he had pleaded not guilty, hadn't he? But he did accept the jury verdict.
Yeah, his senior counsel, Vincent Heenahan, said today that Mr. Dargan accepts the jury's verdict, and that he indicated this to Gardaí in court on the day the guilty verdict was delivered. He said that Jonathan Dargan was not a person who drank regularly, but on the night he was very intoxicated, that he had taken cocktails and double vodka drinks. He said that alcohol wasn't an excuse or a defence, but it was a factor in these events. Mr. Dargan has no previous convictions. The court heard that his own mother was killed by a neighbour a few years ago in 2014 when a man went into their home and shot his mother dead and shot and injured his sister. The killer was later found not guilty by reason of insanity. He also said that Jonathan Dargan had written a letter of apology to the Mullally family, and he asked the detective superintendent in charge of the case to give give it to the family. Now, Judge Pauline Codd said that she would remand Mr. Dargan in custody and would sentence him later this week.
Paul Reynolds, thank you very much.